What's up, everyone? Today is Audio Mode Day 3, and today I want to talk about another case that I started following. Well, now, I said I was following the Durst case, and I still am. A lot of people think it's boring. And there's a lot of videotaped testimony, so I can see how that happens. A lot of people think it's boring because the attorneys fight a lot in that case. But I think it's fun to watch the attorneys fight. Anyway, but the case that just started today is Tennessee versus Joseph Ray Daniels. He's on trial for killing his 5-year-old son, and the jury is sequestered and from another county, so wow. You're sequestered and you're from out of town. It's the ultimate vacation, but not really, because you get to stay in a motel, and I think you get to have all the access to the services the motel offers, but wow. Yeah, not much fun. Anyway, because you have to come to court every day, including on Saturday, by the way, which kind of sucks. I wouldn't want to go to court on Saturday. I don't know, maybe I would if I were really interested in a case, which this case is kind of scary, actually. So, Daniels, the defendant, is on trial for killing his 5-year-old son who was autistic. Now, the 5-year-old son, Joe Clyde Daniels Jr., was semi-verbal. In other words, he was not non-verbal, but he was not completely verbal either. His speech pathologist testified today, and she said, yeah, we were still working on it. You know, he was counting, and you could understand that he was counting, but it wasn't very clear, you know. He made a lot of word approximations. You could tell on the video clips that they showed that he was approximating. I'm someone who has done some research into this whole thing, simply because one day, it was actually one night, I was looking at a subreddit, the documentary subreddit, and I happened to see a documentary on ABA therapy in the UK. And I clicked that link, and it's a controversy. ABA therapy is a controversy. If you don't know what ABA therapy is, it stands for Applied Behavior Analysis. It is controversial. You should look it up. I'm not going to explain it here, because it would take a long time and not, you know, really add anything to the case, because the case isn't about that. So, but all that to say that I've been researching, you know, issues that people with autism have and things like that. And one of those issues is sometimes when they're young, kids tend to word approximate. And so that's what he was doing in those video clips. And she even said that he was making a lot of word approximations. Anyway, there was a lot of witnesses, actually, that went in this case. There was her, she testified, his bus driver. They showed a video of him getting off the bus with his brother. And a couple police officers. Yeah, they went through the witnesses in this case today. That really has nothing to do with anything. I was explaining the case. The dad called 911 to report his son missing on April 4th, 2018. He said his son escaped. Now, elopement is an issue with kids with autism, but we don't usually say someone has escaped. I mean, it sounds like when you say someone has escaped that they have escaped prison, or that they've escaped some kind of captivity. You can say that they're escape artists. You know, that's not a bad thing to say, but when you say someone has escaped, it sounds bad to me. I don't know. And like I said, I've been doing this for a long time, so yeah. Anyway, he did confess to beating his son until he stopped crying, which is kind of crazy if you ask me. If you do that, why do you confess to it? And then now he's claiming that it's a false confession. So this case is weird, okay? It's also really sad. It's not a case that's fun or light or fun, you know. It's a very sad case. And there are those cases once in a while, you know. Those cases do happen. But yeah. So that's the case I'm following now in explaining rambling fashion, and I think I'll be finished.